a very famous muhaddith in the history of Islam, Hazrat Hafiz ibn Qayyum rahmatullah alayh. And he wrote a kitab, a book. In this book, he wrote about the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, and he included and mentioned the fadail, the virtues of the dhikr of Allah. And more than 100 fadail, virtues of the dhikr of Allah, he mentioned and included in this book. He was a very great muhaddith of his time. And this was a very great deed that he carried out to write this kitab, this book. And these are those people in whose hearts Allah Ta'ala enlightened their hearts. Allah Ta'ala enlightened hearts because the work is great itself, and their link, relationship is with the ahadith. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala would instill into their hearts the light of deen, enlightenment, the ability, so that the generations to come could be benefited through their work. And selection of Hazrat Hafiz Ibn Qayyum rahmatullahi on dhikr, the subject of dhikr, was not a minor piece of work. That it is important, it is necessary as an ibadah for a human being. For a human being, dhikr of Allah, the dhikr of Allah is important and necessary. And for the time to come, the time that is coming, that we will see less of this ibadah being carried out. There will be negligence, laziness. The importance of dhikr will reduce in the hearts of people. And you will see that there are some khankas and there are places that do dhikr, but the importance of dhikr has reduced, has gone down. So through this great muhaddith's works, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shared and has taught us the fadail of the dhikr of Allah. And obviously the people who do this work, for these people it is not, the objective is not dunya, rather they want to benefit the dunya through their work. So how beneficial is this work? And if we read and learn the fadail of dhikr, then we become alert that so many fadail of the dhikr of Allah, and I'm so lazy and negligent and I've left the dhikr of Allah. And then he gets an awareness, or she gets an awareness and an understanding and a passion and an interest, and that person starts to do dhikr of Allah and benefits from it. And he mentioned and included more than 100 hadith with reference to dhikr in his works. And this is a big achievement. The first hadith, what did he select? Which hadith did he select? Which fadail of dhikr did he select and choose? Because the importance that, obviously the first hadith in the book will be laying down the importance and the subject. So the first hadith and the subject that was selected by Hazrat Hafiz Sahib was very important. Very important for us to understand. And he stated in his fadail, in the first hadith that he has mentioned, that Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, shaitan runs from Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, and his strength diminishes when he sees the dhikr of Allah. Shaitan. So shaitan, he runs from the dhikr of Allah, and his strength diminishes, reduces. So this is the hadith and the point that he mentioned first and foremost in his book, the virtue of dhikr. The shaitan runs away and his strength diminishes, reduces. This is such a big, important point that has been mentioned in this kitab, in this hadith, that all of the deen, the whole of the deen is protected and preserved through this hadith. Because shaitan, he wants to destroy a person's goodness and life, because all of the clash and the competition and the tussle is between mankind and shaitan. Because shaitan sought permission from Allah, and he's got the power, he's got the energy, he's got the means, and then on top of that, he's got total freedom of will. He can do what he wants whenever he wants, and he flows like the blood in the veins of a person, inside, outside, whispering. Whatever he says, he tries, and he's promised Allah. He said to Allah, he said that, Allah, I'm going to promise from on top, from down, from right, from the left, from everywhere. He says, I want to attack the person, and I want to fill up hellfire with the human beings. And this is the mission that shaitan has got on this earth, the devil. That's why this hadith was selected, that he has come with his power, and with his mission and objective. He's got a purpose. He wants to deviate everybody. And shaitan is the person who makes everybody a mushrik. That people who don't worship Allah, believe in Allah, shaitan has distracted them. They were human beings. They are all sons and daughters of Adam alayhi salam. But he has played such a game that he has made people mushrik. Mushrik. Okay. Those who have iman, who have belief, are they saved from shaitan? No. They are also in danger. Even those people are affected by shaitan. All of the people who reject the faraid and the hakams of Allah and Allah's laws and the principle Allah has given to us, this is all the work of shaitan. That despite having iman and belief, that he is taking us toward Jahannam and putting us into Jahannam. So even those people are not saved. The people of iman are not saved. No salah, no faraid, no compulsory deeds, no fasting, no hajj, no zakat, no practice on the sunnah, nothing. Nothing. And all of the path towards unlawful actions and deeds are open. And we say we are people of iman. He's made us like mushriks. Yes? So fair enough, those who are mushriks who don't have the iman in Allah, but those who have iman, and even those people are falling into the trap that he has prepared hellfire for us. Okay, those people who have gone beyond this, and for example, they broke the shackles of shaitan and they are following the faraid, they're fasting, praying, giving zakah, and they're practicing, and then he's put into the minds of other people that you are forgiven. This is a big waswasa, whisper. But even those people are not left free by shaitan. The practicing so-called people. Yes, so the principles, the conditions of ibadah to be accepted, he has put everybody into that group. Everyone's running after ibadah. He makes us do ibadah, and then we have pride. He makes us do ibadah, and we have takabbur. Yes, we do ibadah, and then we have waswasa in our ears, in our hearts, and we think against Allah and against the deen, against other people. So even the practicing people fall prey to shaitan's tricks, and thousands of different illnesses are created. A person's on the path of istiqamat, and he's got desire, he's got passion, he's strong on the deen, I want to be a good person. And then shaitan attacks that person, that the person came with a lot of passion and desire. I'm going to do a lot of this and a lot of that. And what's the most dangerous thing at that time? That he takes that person away from istiqamat. Slowly, slowly, he takes that person to the back of the queue, and he doesn't come back. Because all of the game of shaitan is to break steadfastness. That if Allah Ta'ala gives somebody tawfiq to become good and pious, then he should be sticking firmly to the path. Allah Ta'ala shows somebody a path. If you run back from that path, then you are lost. And so will happen a person who is practicing, he's progressing, going forwards, but shaitan will attack that person as well. That he will make the person slip and fall back. Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us dua that Allah save me from that condition. That I am practicing and firm, and then I fall back and I slip and I go back to my initial situation. It's very sad. Those people are losers, that they have tasted all of the enjoyments, they've reached to the line of deen, but then shaitan, he attacks and they fall into the trap of shaitan and they go back to the initial position. So shaitan, he doesn't take you suddenly. He has tricks and games, and we don't know what waswasa he has and what are his games and his cunning plans. And he takes abideen and zahideen away from the path, from the line of deen. And he does such a thing that he, for example, extends that game. And we will not accept in our hearts, for example, if we're doing something wrong, I am wrong, or I've committed a sin. Every sin, he will compress it and present it as a small action, as a small error. And these are one example. This is one example of the tricks of shaitan. That's why Allah said, he is your biggest enemy, shaitan. His objective, shaitan, is that in some way, I need to let this person become a mushrik, depart from this world without iman. Even if he's doing ibadah, I will spoil his ibadah. Yes, so brothers, how do we save ourselves from shaitan? We need to think. Such a big enemy, the devil, that he doesn't leave us for a second in our lives. And he makes us feel satisfied and good, makes us feel proud and haughty and big-headed, that I'm fine, I'm pious, Allahu Akbar. And he continues that person. And then when he passes away and the eyes close, then he realizes, or she realizes, that my ibadah was wrong, my thoughts were wrong, my path was wrong, I was immersed in sins. What ibadah was I doing? I worshipped jinn and except for, I didn't worship Allah, and I considered myself as good and pious and better than other people. But in reality, this was not the case. So, my brothers, that shaitan, he is clever and cunning, and we cannot oppose him easily. If we cannot fight shaitan, if we cannot oppose him or control him, then the question doesn't arise that we will be saved or from the ill effects of shaitan's actions in hellfire. We'll be dragged into Jahannam. Dragged. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has had mercy on the human beings, and he's given us this ibadah of dhikr of Allah. Dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. Allah ta'ala's remembrance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such an ibadah. Such a wajib, azeem ibadah. Azeem. Very azeem and great ibadah and worship. With regards to which Hazrat Hafiz Qayyum rahimahullah presented the hadith that when the insan does the dhikr of Allah, obviously, it's not easy to control somebody, is it? Like shaitan who's got so much power. But when insan, human being, does the dhikr of Allah, man or woman, then the first thing that happens is that shaitan straight away runs away from that person. He leaves that person. He leaves that person. And the amount of power he has, the amount of waswasa, whispering he does into the ear of a person, he influences the heart of a person, he makes a person do sin, he weakens a person, takes a person towards haram and lawful actions, and he makes him leave the sunnah, or her leave the sunnah. The person, he's walking, running towards the deen, Allah, the sunnah, and then he makes a person slip off that path. So when a person's got istiqamah and steadfastness, then Allah Ta'ala says in the hadith that Allah Ta'ala diminishes and weakens the powers of shaitan because that person's doing dhikr. And the person, the human being, overpowers shaitan at that time. So shaitan's power reduces, he runs away, alhamdulillah, he becomes weak. In some hadith it's stated that when a person does the dhikr of Allah, then shaitan starts to melt like the salt in water. He dissolves. So my friends, let's see here that very important ibadah is the dhikr of Allah. Very important that there's a danger we are facing, the person who's a ghafil, who doesn't do the dhikr of Allah. And in that same way, the way that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, that morning and evening it is lazim that we sit and do the dhikr of Allah. Morning and evening it is lazim. From Fajr until Ishraq, we should be immersed in the dhikr of Allah. And in the evening, we should do the dhikr of Allah. And all day, we should try our utmost to be busy in the dhikr of Allah in parallel with our work and our occupation. Because this shaitan, this enemy is not a minor enemy. He's very powerful. So Allah Ta'ala has classified two things. One are those people who they do the ibadah and enlighten the ibadah with the dhikr of Allah. Alhamdulillah, they are saved from the effects of shaitan. They will not have rayaz, they will not be able to be affected by the whispering of shaitan. Shaitan will not be able to spoil the ibadah. Their life will be according to sunnah, it will be difficult to break that. It becomes difficult for shaitan. Why? Because with every ibadah, they are doing dhikr of Allah, they are regular, they are doing remembrance of Allah, and this is Allah's promise that dhikr protects the person all the time. Dhikr protects the person. So dhikr of Allah, Allah's remembrance, protects the person. And especially we see that a person who doesn't do dhikr, those people who are lazy from dhikr, negligent from dhikr, who don't do dhikr of Allah, they've left it, they don't understand the importance, or this hadith has not passed their eyes or minds, or they have, but they don't lay importance on it or implement it, nor about the verses of the Quran in which Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. More than 80 places Allah Ta'ala has mentioned his dhikr. Allah Ta'ala has explained, given the examples. We don't pay attention to this, to these advices, and we just follow our own sort of opinion and way, then shaitan will attack those people. And they are pure, Allah Ta'ala says from before, that on such people they are under threat from shaitan. And the ibadah, they cannot trust it. And their actions are fragile and weak. Shaitan is included in their intentions. They don't even know. They don't know what sort of ibadah they are implementing. So Allah Ta'ala's dhikr is a great action. My brothers, how can a person leave Allah Ta'ala's remembrance? So dhikr, take hold of it. It is essential. It is essential beyond essential. A massive deed and a big protection for the human being from shaitan, from the devil. In this world, in the dunya, there's protection from shaitan, not just for our deen, but also for the akhirah, for our hereafter and our iman. A person who does dhikr, there's protection and success. Yes, in the hadith it is stated that successful is who? Who is successful? Just listen to this. That in the hereafter we will realize all life long, when will the result be established when a person is about to die? Remember this. Now we don't know that what was included in our ibadah, what wasn't. When a person's about to die, at that time he will realize that my ibadah, was it pure, impure? What was it? It's obvious. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam states that at that time, that same person will be successful. Only that person will be successful and will depart from this world successful, from whose tongue La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah is coming out of his mouth at the time of death. In other words, the person who is doing dhikr of Allah at the time of death. Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, the person who mentions Allah Ta'ala's name. So this is that point that alongside iman, that person will go with iman who will be doing dhikr of Allah. Why? Why? Because it's dhikr of Allah that protects a person from shaitan. And when a person's dying, if he continues to do dhikr until death, that's good. But if he doesn't, then the final moment shaitan will attack in such a strong way at the time of death that he distracts a person from deen. That so many people died without iman and left this world without iman. There are many events on this. Many events to prove this. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned a dua to us with regards to when we put Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. That he said that Allah give us the protection from shaitan. Allah at the time of maut, at the time of death, at the time when a person's dying, Allah, I request you one thing, Allah, that the waswasa of shaitan, save me from the whispering of shaitan. Subhanallah. Rasulullah has given us this advice, this dua. So if we do the dhikr of Allah, then we will do dhikr at the time of death, won't we? Otherwise, how will we do dhikr at the time of death? If we haven't done dhikr in our lives, if we haven't imagined or thought about doing dhikr, then who will come? Shaitan will come at the time of death. He will deviate us. He will distract us. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that time when shaitan will come and sit in front of you, us, when he will start his work, then if we've done dhikr in our lives, then with peace and ease we will depart from this world. But if we have not done dhikr in our lives, then we will struggle at the time of death. We'll struggle. So this is a very big point. Hazrat Abu Sayyid Khudri radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, he narrated a hadith in Hazrat Ibn Kathir has narrated this hadith, rahmatullahi. He stated that I asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an ajeeb, unique question, that on the day of judgment, qiyamah, close to Allah, in the sight of Allah, which people will be the highest in status, the highest in status, subhanallah. What a question of the sahabi. That on the day of judgment, Ya Rasulullah, in the sight of Allah, which people, which men and women, brothers and sisters, will be highest in their darajat, in their status? And the reply, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam straightway, immediately replied, the dhakireen, those who do the dhikr of Allah. He didn't hesitate in replying. Wathkurullah kathir. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, the dhakireen, wathkireen, Allah Ta'ala says, those who do dhikr kathir and kathir, addallah. Ajrun azima. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala mentions those men and women, the believing men and the believing women, who do the dhikr of Allah kathira, abundance, high quantity, regular. What has Allah Ta'ala said? Allah Ta'ala said that for these people, what is left of them? Ajrun azima. Not just reward, but azim ajr. Great ajr, great reward for those who remember Allah. So this is the dhikr of Allah, my friends. This is the dhikr of Allah. This is not something to become a wali of Allah or piety or to get kashf and visions and dreams or to see miracles. This is a very essential pillar of the deen. Essential pillar and base of the deen, that no individual in any condition, in any maqam, should be lazy and leaving the dhikr of Allah. Is a very big danger that shaitan at any time can attack that person. At any time. Total. There's no protection. Wahid, one protection for the insan, human being, is what? On the dhikr of Allah. So nobody can say, I am this, I am that, I do this action, I do that action, I did this. No. No guarantee. No guarantee. As long as a person is not doing the dhikr of Allah, we see Allah Ta'ala has given hukum for salah. Allah Ta'ala says do dhikr. Allah Ta'ala says that do dhikr at the time of Hajj and Arafah, do dhikr. Which ibadah, worship is there that Allah Ta'ala has not mentioned dhikr in parallel? Allah Ta'ala said it openly. The reason for this is that with every ibadah, shaitan is included. With every ibadah, he puts waswaza into the ears and bad conditions. He takes a person out of goodness, takes a person to bad people. They come with the desire, they can't do dhikr, and slowly, then shaitan takes them away from the deen. So remember this point, that the dhikr of Allah, the person who leaves the dhikr of Allah, then that person, Allah Ta'ala is reduced, shaitan has reduced the link with the dhikr. Allah Ta'ala says that I don't need your dhikr, it's you who need to do dhikr. Because we are in danger, our iman is in danger if we don't do dhikr correctly, regularly. So make it lazim upon yourself to do dhikr of Allah, morning and evening and in the day. Always, every moment, we should stay with the dhikr of Allah. Because shaitan is with us all the time. Always his waswasa there. And there's no reply to his waswasa. There's no reply. Nobody can reply to his waswasa. That they are dalil, a person will give dalil, proof to shaitan, he will reply to that dalil. He will shun that dalil. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ. Look at this point. This surah of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala has praised His dhikr. What has Allah Ta'ala praised? His dhikr. And Allah Ta'ala is not mentioning dhikr, but Allah Ta'ala is praising dhikr here. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the glory here, the status here. Allah Ta'ala is saying, I am Rabb, I am the Malik, and I am Ilah. Look at this. Three qualities. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that this is my power, my strength. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ. But remember one thing, Allah says, your Rabb has so much power. I'm telling you this. Allah says that shaitan's waswasa also will be powerful. Remember, keep on remembering your Lord, because shaitan will keep on whispering. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. The insan, human being, cannot be saved from shaitan's whispering. Very dangerous. Nobody can be saved. Nobody. Very difficult. What a big warning Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Big warning. This Allah Ta'ala is saying, I'm your Rabb, I'm giving you a warning that shaitan is very strong, very powerful, and he will come to you with enmity. So keep on remembering your Rabb, your Lord. Keep on remembering your Lord, your Creator. Always keep remembering Him. Never trust that I am pious, I've achieved, I've got the result, I don't need to do dhikr anymore now, I'm protected, I'm this, I go on hajj, I'm pious, I'm a servant, I pray tahajjud, and I'm this and that. There's no guarantee for this ibadah that it'll be accepted, or that we will continue to do it like this. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. But if you do everything with the dhikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala promises that shaitan, I will make him run away, I will diminish his strength and power, and then he will not be able to affect you or your ibadah. So inshallah, let's promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah, your dhikr that you have given to us, that we will not allow it to reduce, rather we will increase it, strengthen it, and until the final breath, we will not leave your dhikr. Oh Allah, we will not leave your dhikr. Don't leave dhikr. If Allah Ta'ala has given us His dhikr, and we understand what is dhikr, and we should understand it, my brothers, then don't do this, that we're going to reverse gear and go backwards. Don't do this ever. Don't do this ever. Understand that this is a big attack of shaitan, and he's controlling us. He's trying to affect us. And the Quran is telling us this, warning us of this. So Hazrat Hafiz ibn Qayyum rahmatullah alayhi, the first hadith that he included in his fadail of dhikr was this, that person who does dhikr, the biggest benefit of dhikr from the hundred, the biggest benefit is this, that it saves you and us, all of us, from shaitan. It saves us from shaitan, and nothing else can save us from shaitan. Nothing else. So Allah Ta'ala, may He give us all the tawfiq, immense tawfiq, to do His dhikr and to remember Him. Ameen.